Okay. When we left off with the Ha'ara, the Al-Soser, which seems to be the concern of the Mechaber here, we're not Machmer modern day packagings for the reasons that we mentioned. I pointed out that practically no famous poskim are worried about opening cans and such because of Soser. That seems to be a non-issue. However, among the classical poskim, there's a Das Yachid that says also to open cans Mishum Soser, which is the Tehillah, the David, Alatar here. It's, I don't know, mine isn't fancy enough. It's some super duper fancy ones. They have a Tehillah, the David, otherwise it's published separately. Anyway, the Tehillah, the David says you're not allowed to open cans on Shabbos because of Soser, because it's like a real barrel like this opening. That's a Shitas Yachid. No one's choshish for it. What's the issue with opening packages nowadays? The issue with opening packages nowadays is that we treat our packages either, again, like the Gra that we don't worry about Soser, or like the Svaras that Rav Shlomo Zalman brought, that's like Chosel Shel Tomorrow, it's just like a wrapper, or the Svara that it's like Mustaki because you throw it out right away. We don't worry about Soser. What do we worry about? Let's read again. The Mechaber, Ein Ben Yuskir B'Kalim, Hani Milosh Ein Ben Yimam Shel Chavish, Shein Mavzeg Zar Barim Sash, and Ishra V'Dibish V'Reb Zephes. Yachol Shabbat Vikim Ash Pesocha. Here's the problem. L'Vash Lo Yichavein L'Nakva Nek of Yafesh Yolod Pesach. As long as you're not miskaving to make an opening, meaning Shover Ad Mesachavis. That's the Mishnah, and then the Gemara, and we'll see later in the Shulchan Aruch, has all the details. Breaking is no problem. You want to absolutely destroy something? Again, leave the Tehillah David aside for now. No one has any problem if you want to utterly destroy something. You want to smash it into little pieces? Everyone's beseder with that. However, the Mishnah says, Pesach. Right? You can't make a kli. Rashi and Dafkav Mevav there says it means you can't make a nice opening. What does it mean to make a kli? It doesn't mean you're making your barrel into a bicycle. It means you're making your, how do you make your barrel into a kli? By making a nice opening. And that's clear because in the continuation of the Gemara and Dafkav Mevav, it talks about what kind of things are considered kavana to make a nice opening. So you can't make a nice opening. Because forget about Soser. If you make a nice opening, that is metakin mana, taken off in its makam patish. There's a big deal. Again, I think we said this all the last few minutes, whether making openings, doors and windows and holes, is makam patish or bona. Most poskim assume, at least if you're talking about kalim, then making openings is makam patish. That's makam patish. You're fixing a kli by making it a nice opening. You're making it a more useful kli. That's what he says. Well, Abal Mahayishlim also Shabra Filbe Nishain also Kli. That is if it is a hole, if it's a mustaki, like we assume our packages are. What about a barrel, a shulling barrel? What about a mamish piece of furniture that, or not a piece of furniture? What about a real barrel? So then you can't break it, even if you're not improving it at all because of Soser. You can't even make a hole. You can't make any hole in a real barrel. A real barrel is more chomer. You can't make any hole in it because any hole in a barrel, in a real barrel, we're choshesh that is making a kli. In a mustiki barrel like our packages, you can't make a nekev yofeh, which is a pesach. Okay, so what's the bottom line here? Bottom line is you're allowed to destroy packagings, but you're not allowed to make an opening in packagings, even if they're like mustiki. The Mishnah Berurah says, a chavish shlema, you can't make any nekev. Mustiki, you can make a bad nekev, but not a good nekev. But you can't make a good nekev, because a good nekev is a pesach, and that is improved, that is making an opening and fixing a kli, and that is the Zidr Makim Patish. According to this, it should turn out... Yeah?
How careful does one need to be with the opening that they make if they're going to put it in the garbage right after?
Okay. That's exactly the $64,000 question. So, it might seem if you just took this Gemara at face value that it's much better to destroy Kalim. But to make any type of use for it, to open it in any normal way, would be usser, because that's making a nice opening. Because what does the Mishnah Berurah say here? He's very machmir in Sif Katan Hay. He says, even Meitz Rosh Hashanah Mechavi Liyapos Hashvira should say Sharol Kli. Even if you don't make a fancy schmancy opening, you just want to make a nice smooth opening, like cut off the whole top smoothly, like when we open cans, we cut off the whole top smoothly. Or when you open a bag of potato chips, you open up the whole top smoothly, something like that, right? Even though it's not fancy schmancy, you're not building any engineering feats. That's all usher because it's a nice nekev. So you might think all of our kalim are usher because of nekev yafa, because you're making a useful kli. However, Yomi points out our kalim are fundamentally different than the kli which is discussed in Chazal. Chazal are talking about a barrel, whether a musliki barrel or a whole barrel, right? A whole barrel you would always reuse many times. A musliki barrel, if you want to make a nice opening because you want to reuse it. Barrels are reusable. That's reusable kalim. Sometimes they're reusable kalim. In the old days, where do people keep pencils? Zev, where did you keep your pencils in the old days? And a coffee can, right? You take the coffee can, take off the top, use up the coffee, and you put it on your desk, you would keep pencils there.
Better,
right?
The better example is, that's the way they used to cook eggs. So using an odd number, they used to not want to cook in the pots. So everybody used to cook the eggs in the big cans of fruit.
Ah, okay, the big ones. Right, so you would reuse the cans. Nowadays, that's very uncommon that people reuse cans. Sometimes people who are 80 from the old days still have the old-fashioned hugging. But nowadays, it's very, very uncommon to reuse cans. But once in a while, you could really have it's not impossible that you could really have reusable kli, especially sometimes they sell, like for special occasions, they sell like decorative things in decorative kalim where you're meant to like reuse the kli because it's like 50th anniversary or it's like World Series or whatever, you know, or, you know, I don't know, in 2026th of the 250th anniversary of the United States and Folgers Coffee, you'll have a big American flag with a picture of George Washington. You're supposed to empty the coffee and then use it as a moment and then use it to keep things because it reminds you of important in yoga. So for sure, if you have a reusable kli, if you have a kli that you intend to reuse, then it's totally usher to open it if you're miskaving to make it useful, that has a useful opening, not just broken to reuse. That's pashut. That's the case of the Gemara. Reusable kalim are a no-brainer. It's just that they hardly ever happen nowadays. How often do you really buy reusable kalim? Now, a lot of people reuse the glass coffee jars, but the glass coffee jars you don't break, meaning gufa. The glass coffee jars, which you don't break, you just tear off the foil, are reusable, right? But things that you break are just, nowadays, anything that you could break is just not chashuv enough to reuse. So it's, I think, almost never happens in my entire life, in my whole house. I don't think I have one kli that I had to break open and that's reusable. Kalim, you don't have to break open and a chavi are reusable. But kalim that you actually break open, I don't think I have one kli in my whole house that I broke open that's reusable. But theoretically, were someone to have such a kli, anyone have such a kli in their house?
What if you want to reuse a bottle for water?
But you don't break open the water bottle.
With your glass.
You break off the cap.
Right.
That's the thing. It's not, but you don't break open the actual bottle.
Some people keep the open a jar of anything. They'll keep the corn in it or stuff like that.
No, but they don't refill it.
Yeah,
for now. So I'm saying this hardly ever happens, Baruch Hashem. But Lu Yitzur, you're in the weird case that never happened to anyone in this whole room. That you wanted to... When I was a kid, every year before Father's Day, they would send home a note, send in an empty coffee can, and they would decorate it and bring it as a pencil holder for their father's desk. No one did this as a kid? It's a generational gap. Okay. So, Lu Yitzur, you had a refillable kli. Again, not a water bottle. A water bottle, you never actually break the bottle. Not a glass coffee jar. You never actually break the glass. But a reusable can that you reuse or something like that. Let's say you're on a camping trip, right? You're going to open the can and use it to cook as a pot. Yeah, people usually don't go camping trips on Shabbos, so it's not an issue. But theoretically, if you wanted to refill it, pashut, that this if applies, and that even if you just make a straight opening so it's not makulko, that's a chash isur d'oraisa. No brainer.
There's types of can openers that take off instead of cutting out the middle. They get from the outside.
Hold on. We just had a big debate about this the other day. Is it a type of can opener, or is it just because you're holding it the wrong angle?
No, it's a type of can opener.
Okay. I have a can opener with that. I can bring it
okay, great. So hold that thought.
Meaning,
hold
it, it, it's Magala that the can is actually two different parts, and there's no so, you're not being sosa or anything. Meaning, Rebbe said that by a coffee jar, when you take off that that's two different parts.
If something's attached well enough, it becomes one.
So why not taking off the metal seal of a coffee jar then?
Yeah, it's not attached.
It's double. I
don't understand. If I dropped something that weighed 2 pounds on the lid of the coffee can, it wouldn't come off. If I dropped something that weighed 2 pounds on that little foil,
what kind of hagdara is that?
It's the hagdara of the sif base. Okay. Now, so this is a no-brainer. Refillable. I don't mean refillable. Anything is refillable. You can refill whenever you want. But I mean, if a kli which will be refilled, then it is usur to open in any normal way. That's Mishnah Brura, Sifkat and Hay. Even if you're just cutting it straight so it won't be retarded, that's called a Pesach Yafi, you're improving a kli. That's Pasha, that's the case of the Gemara. Where do all the conversations come in? All the conversations are, what if the fact that our cases are not like the barrel of the Gemara, we throw them out afterwards? How can you call it making a kli if you're throwing it in the garbage? I understand it's called making a kli if you now can use it as a kli. If it's going in the garbage, how is that making a kli? So here is the other side of the spectrum. The other side of the spectrum is, what about something that you throw in the garbage immediately? That's what Yoni said at first. What about something you throw in the garbage immediately? Someone give me an example of a container which you throw in the garbage immediately as soon as you open it. How about the sugar packets? Like, you know, the one serving sugar packets? Don't give me some weird people. You always throw them in the garbage. You empty them, throw them in the garbage right away. Let me just idea a tuna can. Does anyone save the tuna can for tomorrow? No, you empty out the tuna. You don't leave. You don't even leave half the tuna in the can, right? That is thrown in the garbage right away. It's the derech to throw it in the garbage right away. So how about kalim, which is the derech to empty and discard immediately? Meaning, all you do is you open it, you dump it, and you throw it in the garbage. It doesn't last more than 30 seconds. Like sugar packets, like tuna cans, like... for some reason, I don't know why this is necessary, but it's for can, for if you, a candy man who are mocked on germs, they sell in Costco this thing of licorice with like 100 Twizzlers licorice, each one individually wrapped. Okay, you have to tear off the individual wrapper and then you throw it straight in the garbage, right? Meaning it doesn't last more than 30 seconds. The poskim assume, how can you call that making a kli? Okay, that you don't open nicely. Let's say the sugar packet. I open the sugar packet nicely, right? I make a nice tear so I can just dump it out. I make a nice straight tear. But I'm not doing that to be a kli. I'm just doing that because it's the most convenient way to dump it out. I open the tuna can. I'm not opening the tuna can to make it a kli. I'm opening the tuna can just so I can dump out the tuna in the most convenient way possible. And then there's no usefulness for this opening. So the post can assume that and this is in the Shmir Shabbos and everyone else. Pashut, again, what am I Pashut? Nothing's Pashut. Pashut of 99% mainstream poskim. Pashut, that there's no chash of tikkun kli. How could there be tikkun kli? It's going straight into the garbage. You're just trying to break it open and throw it into the garbage. I open it neatly. I only open it neatly because that's the most convenient way to open it and dump everything out. That's like it says later on by the barrel, right? Like yafa kamachavin, etc. I'm just trying to get things out. I'm not trying to improve this kli for future use. That is pashut among all the poskim. Pashut among all the poskim that this is mutter. The Chazon Ish has one exception, except cans, which Chazon Ish says is usur, and Shar Poskim say is mutter. Why does Chazon Ish say cans are usur, even if you are not going to reuse them at all. The Chazon Ish says cans are more chumer because he says a can is more chumer than anything else. Why? Everything else is a kli with an opening that is sealed. A barrel is a barrel with a megufas achavis. They put in a cement stopper and cemented it in, sealed. A potato chip bag is a bag that they glued glued together. You know, the sugar pack is a bag that they glued together. Whatever other kind of thing you can imagine is a can. And I know Yoni's going to deny this, but I don't care. A can is not a can that they sealed. The way they make cans, they put a piece of metal and they crimp the other piece of metal on it. That is so strong, that's like the way you manufacture things made of different pieces of metal. If you want to manufacture something, if you want to manufacture a grus oven out of different pieces of metal, you put the pieces of metal together the same way they make cans in the factory. That is considered, he says, a kli without an opening. Not a kli with a closed opening. A kli without an opening. Says the Chazon Ish, when you have a kli without an opening, anytime you make an opening, that's automatically tikkun kli, even if you're not planning to use it. Because it's not improving a kli. It's making a raw material into a kli, because once it has an opening, it turned from a raw material into a kli. That's a tremendous chiddush of the Chazon Ish. The later, well, of course, what's the famous kula that comes out of this Chazon Ish? For Yordea, Simon, Kaf. Kaf? Exactly. If a guy makes cans at the factory and you open them, of course he's parching from Tfilas Kalim. Because the guy didn't make the kli. The guy gave you a piece of scrap metal. You made the kli. The Chazon Ish is super duper macher. Now the poskim have a lot of trouble with this. Poskim say, what does that mean? If you have the pillow's not a kli because they sew it up with all the feathers inside? Nah, of course that's a kli. Some kalim are meant to be sealed and keep what's inside them because that's the nature of that kli. Yoni's going to say, because it's not really attached. It's just stuck onto each other. It's not really one piece. I know it's not one piece, but that's so strong that that's considered attached. Anyway, that's the famous Chumrat Chazon Ish, also because it's not a question of making an opening in a kli, but making a kli out of scrap metal. Obviously, scrap metal is my little bit of an exaggerated flourish. But that is not scrap metal, it is raw metal. But it's make, that's the tremendous Chumrat Chazon Ish. He has this, the Chazon Ish has this idea that whatever doesn't have an opening can't be a kli, and therefore you're making a kli out of metal. When you make a kli out of metal, there's no excuses, no kulas, doesn't depend on the circumstances. That's always usher to actually make a kli out of a piece of metal. The post can reject this Chazon Ish. Shlomo Zalman and others say, that's not true. There are many kalim that Surah is to be closed up with Gamri. That's the tzura of some kalim. Tzura of some kalim is to have an opening, the tzura of some kalim is to be closed, whatever is good for their shemush. Cans are great for storing food for a long time. That's the tzura of their shemush. So the Maisa people don't agree with this Chazon Ish, because a closed can is a kli, but the Chazon Ish means this very, very seriously. What's the other big kula of the Chazon Ish, right? Meheir yibana beis hamikdash v'shiach comes, right? The Chazon Ish will say, Zov came into your house and went through your pantry? No problem. Well, if you move the cans, the problem of Hesed, etc. So I'm saying, Zov touched you, no problem, the can's not a kli. Not a kli, it's not Makabel Tova. So he really takes this seriously, you know, to the nth degree.
Going back to the bottle cap, why, even if your view is not attached, still it's Mitakin Mana, Makabel Patish. Why is it?
What are you Mitakin?
That you're able to pour the water from the bottle.
No.
Absolutely. It's usable now.
No. Taking off something that's on top of something is not considered Mitakin Mana. I understand. If my bottle is buried under rocks and I take off the rock, is that Mitakin Mana of the bottle? No, because it doesn't change the heft of the bottle. It takes out an artificial impediment, an external impediment. It's Mavriya Chari. Now, you should have said, maybe it's Tikkun Mana in the bottle cap. That's a different Shaila. But taking off a bottle cap is definitely not a shash of Tikkun Mana on the bottle, because it's not part of the bottle. That's like taking off an external impediment. If the bottle comes wrapped in six packs in plastic, I take off the plastic. Is that taking money to the bottle because now I can drink from it? No, the bottle is the same bottle. It just had something blocking it. That's why, as opposed to the can, which it's not enough something blocking it. Okay.
The Chazon say that some cans that have the thing to pull it out.
Even on things that have the cans to pull it out. Oh, the truth is, I take it back. I don't think the Chazon Ish had those cans in his days necessarily.
Not made the same way.
But Yesh L'Ayin. It's an interesting question. Yesh L'Ayin, what he would say about the cans that have the lishon. What do you call the lishon nit in English? The ring that have the tab to pull it off.
What about a soda can?
What?
Same thing.
What about a soda can? Yesh L'Ayin. It's makabel. The Chazon Ish would say the same shita about all cans. But yesh makom l'ayin ein echanami. L'maisa, we don't hold like the Chazon Ish.
In terms of like the sugar packet, is that also now enclosed one piece?
No, that's glued shut. That's glued shut. It's not the derech of building things in factories to glue them. It's not strong. A can is attached strongly, as strong as like real utensils and buildings. Sugar packet is not so strong. That's just glued.
Probably also glued though, L'maisa.
What?
Like top of a can.
No, I don't think so. No, I think it's just crimped.
And then, so any other...
I think crimp means when you squish metal and it becomes very tight.
When you make it clean, like, of that thing, like a milk bag, that's also not... That's a derech of making...
He only says that his cans are strong, are much stronger. My impression is he only says that about cans. That's the way they bring it down. But yesh l'ayin, you're right, yesh l'ayin, whether he could extend this beyond cans as well... Yesh makom la'ayin. L'maisa, that is the famous Chumra the Chazon Ish, which generally they post him assuming he only said about cans, but you're right, he said it about cans, he didn't necessarily say the word only. Yesh la'ayin, what you can extend it to, what you cannot extend it to, because they certainly didn't have as much shuklal packaging in his days. I mean, clearly he doesn't apply to the bag of sugar that you fold over and you smear a little, devek on, and it's really not closed terribly well. Where to draw the line? Ein hechanami yesh l'ayin.
What's the heter doing if throwing things in the garbage?
The heter is that it's not. Remember, it's only if you're miskaven to make a kli, not if you're miskaven to destroy it. So, what is miskaven to make a kli? Miskaven to make a kli is that you have some use for it. If you're throwing it in the garbage, that's miskaven to destroy it.
Why don't we say the same thing for kosher and for all the other things that we've talked
about? First of all, no, because kosher and tovah are objective acts. You have sowed, or you have sown. You have tied. Over here, tikkun maneh is all about making something more useful and completing its form. So therefore, it's inherently more subjective, as we discussed a little in the morning also. Okay, where do you get the controversy? Yes?
Why would it make a difference how you open the can? If you have the thing that you pull or use a can?
I'm not sure it would, but someone might say, if you have the thing you pull, it's considered as if it already has an opening. But you could say not, because it's never been opened there before. Okay, where do you get all the controversy? The controversy.
So is Uchanus not collecting a very, very shvachtive opening? Like, if you, it's a very... Anytime the can becomes open and you can remove the contents? Or what if you have use a knife and you make a very, very schwach type of thing?
So I saw the Yorcha Shabbos says he thinks the Chazon Ish should have a problem with that also, but it's not 100% clear. Yesh la'ayin. Yesh la'ayin. Certainly he would not say it's a chashta oraisa because it's a makalkim, shalokin darka, etc. Right? So certainly it would take you away from the chashta of malacha mamish. Would it be heter gomer? The Yorcha Shabbos is just in front of no. You never get to heter gomer with the Chazon Ish because it's always taking a non clean to a clean. But if you do it in a makalkel, shaloka dark away, then maybe you could be more comfortable.
Why can't you say the Hagadara of that new thing is not a kli? If it's so shvach, it's like dangerous. Just empty out the contents and.
Okay, but it's still the definition of a kli, the thing with the hole in it. Yesh l'ayin. Okay, the big controversy is what happens to a lot of our kalim, which you open. And empty over time. Right? A bag of potato chips. I open the bag of potato chips, I eat some of it now and some of it later. A can of pickles. I open the can of pickles. Now, some people just dump out the can of pickles and store them in a special pickles storage container. But you can just eat some of the pickles and leave the rest of the pickles in the can. Most packages, we eat some of it now and some of it later. You have a bag of Mike and Ike's, you open the bag of Mike and Ike's, and eat the Tova Kamash one. You don't eat it all right and dump a twirl in your hand and eat it in one gulp like some character from Willy Wonka. You eat a few Mike and Ike's now, save a few for later, save a few for tomorrow, and that way it's more healthy for your teeth. So that's most of our packages. So here, says the Chazon Ish, that this is usur to open in a normal fashion, right? Usur to open normally, because you're making a kli for storing food until you eat it all.
When you said pickles, you're talking about the Israeli that come in a can?
That come in a can. No, American pickles that come in a jar, you're not changing the jar at all. You're not touching the jar. You're touching the jar. You're not opening a jar of pickles is for sure not a chash. Everyone knows there's no chash opening a jar of pickles. Technically, we'll see this in Sif Beis because you're not changing the jar.
Well, I'm asking if this is coming onto this thing of opening them for the first time, opening a can for the first time.
No. Opening pickles for the first time is mutter for everyone. Opening the seal for the first time is mutter for everyone.
I thought you can't open a soda bottle for the first time.
Soda bottles are more complicated for reason. Soda bottles are complicated for a side reason that only applies to bottle caps. Because soda bottles, no one asks a soda bottle because you're being metak in the bottle. People ask for the soda bottle because you're metak in the cap. Because it used to be a useless cap because it had that ring on the bottom, and now it's a useful cap. But that's a different Indian entirely. We'll get back to that.
The jar top is
the cap stays the same, the jar stays the same. Mahabaya. All you have to seal off the little foil seal, that's also mutter according to pretty much Kuli Alma, and including the Chazon Ish.
This was being used for storage before you did anything also.
It was being used for storage before I did anything, but it was being used for storage for closed storage. So now it's useful for open storage.
Oh, wow.
So now I have made a Pesach to improve it.
That's because of the Chazon Ish before, not because of
it. No, the Chazon Ish says two totally separate svaras. He says explicitly, even if one of my svaras is right, the other one is wrong, the other one is right. What he's saying is that you're making a useful Pesach. Even on a barrel, which was considered a kli, so it was just had a magufa. You're making a useful Pesach, because now it's useful for taking things out little by little. That's a useful Pesach. If you want to open it retardedly, that's fine, right? You chop off the top of it not neatly. Okay, that's fine. Going back to Yomi's can opener, apparently there are some retarded can openers that make a bad opening, right? Meaning instead, is this what you meant?
No,
forget that.
There's no sharp edges. It just takes out it's like a super smart can opener.
No, it's still very sharp.
Here's a little eitza. There are some can openers which, if you turn them 90 degrees, instead of leaving the rim and taking out the lid from the middle, they will take out the rim and leave you the sharp edge on top of your can. Nirlini is daiti. That wouldn't get rid of this shash of the Chazon Ish, but that would get rid of this shash of the Chazon Ish. Now, it's not useful for long-term storage. If you wanted to store things, you would open the normal way so you don't cut yourself when you take it out little by little. Clearly here, you just want to destroy it and get rid of it. So that would be an eight. So if you open it in a retarded way, would get rid of this. Or the classic example, let's say you have you open the lid halfway and then fold it over. Clearly that's not a normal way that people improve things to store them conveniently. So then that would get rid of this chash because you're not opening it normally. Right? But if you open it normally, then according to the Chazon Ish, you have a significant problem. And this Chazon Ish, I think more people are machmer for than the first one. And this applies to all packaging. Basically, you've now made an opening. Oh, what kind of opening? I'm throwing it out? What do you mean? You're throwing it out in half an hour. You're throwing it out tomorrow. You're throwing it out next week. Meanwhile, you have a kli with an opening. That's an opening. You're not throwing it out immediately. And here is where Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach And others say no. And Rav Avadya and others say no. It's mutter to open because it's only considered tikkun kli if you refill it. This is the big machluk. If you look at Shmir Shabbos Kochos, the beginning of her test, is some people say it's also to open all packages. Unless you totally destroy them and ruin them and do it in a bad way. Some people say it's mutter to open all packages. Unless, we'll get to. What's that machlokus, whether it's mutter or usher, open all packages? It's about this middle case. That's what Shabbos Kochos says. Basically, I'm just reading Shmir Shabbos Kochos. Okay, no need to reinvent the wheel. Just out of order. He says a little later, any kli you're going to refill, pasha usher, nothing to talk about. Any kli that you're going to empty out immediately and it goes in the garbage immediately, pasha mutter, nothing to talk about. Most kalim that you empty out a little now and a little later, that's a machlokas, chazanish, Shlomo Zalman Orbach. If you open them normally, if you recalcule them and make them useless, then fine. But if you open them normally, that's machlokas, chazanish, and Shlomo Zalman.
If you throw out one of those cans right away.
If what?
If you throw out one of
these cans right away. So the Chazon Ish says he thinks it's still a problem. He thinks it's still a problem because this is not so pashut. Like, what if you do throw it out right away? Chazon Ish says he thinks it's still a problem because it should be at least like the gzeira that you might be miscounting Pesach Yafeh. If you're doing the exact same thing and half the time you throw it out right away, half the time you don't, he thinks it should at least be usher as a gzeira. But you're right. You could see that. Okay. Hashem wants everyone to fall asleep. As a tzad lahakel. There are big questions about Hashem wants you to fall asleep during shiur. Should you? Or should you stay up? That's a very deep theological question.
If you only open something halfway instead of take care of the first shashat,
The Or HaShabbos is not convinced. I mean, it might take away the Doraisa, because it's Lo Kedarka, but I don't know if it would... I mean, it would certainly help, because it would at least take away Chashash Doraisa. Yeah.
Why? Why would it? Meaning,
no, because even if you say that you're building something, if you build it retarded, that's Shlo Kedarka, and that's Shlo Kedarka, and it shouldn't be Doraisa.
But now you can empty it, now you can...
No, but it doesn't matter. If I build a real wall that now is a real wall, but it's an abnormal wall, so it's only binyan d'rabbanan because that's about to collapse, whatever. It's only binyan d'rabbanan because I didn't do it in the normal way. There's still a binyan of kedarka, binyan chakla, right?
So the Chazon Ish is not fully matir if you tear it, or he is matir in kalim that you use to store it for a bit till you finish.
If you destroy the gamrei, then he's matter. But if you keep it useful for storing temporary, meaning, what would the Chazon Ish say? If I open a can of pickles, and now it's good for holding the pickles till I finish them over the next few days, that's making a Pesach Yafeh. That's tikkun kli. If I open a bag of potato chips, and now it's good for taking some potato chips now, and some potato chips later, and some potato chips later, then I've now fixed the kli. Of course, the Chazon Ish admits, if I rip the potato bag, the whole way so that it's useless, then of course that's mutter. If I, the Chazon Ish should admit, if I take a can of pickles and I, I understand, a little trickier, but let's say I take the can of pickles and I open it abnormally. I open halfway and fold it back. So he would admit, you wouldn't call that making a nice Pesach for storing long term. And even if making a clay, maybe you could make it against the Chazon Ish, at least you're not doing it to Darka, so then you could be... I know what the Chazon Ish would say. I'm not that the Or HaShabbos says maybe.
Yafeh, I'm saying.
Right, but it still might be the other Shash.
No, I'm saying besides the first Chazon Ish.
Oh yeah, yeah. I think for sure if it's not Yafeh, he'd be making.
Even if your das is to store it still till you finish the whole jar.
I see what you're saying. Meaning, what if my das taka is to store it? Now, most people would not if they did it in their retarded
way. Because I want to don't be Mechal Shabbos.
I see what you're saying.
I want to be Mechal
Shabbos. Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
You're leaving it in the pickles in the whole time, even though I filled it over.
Right, but you're not doing a neck of Yafeh. Yes, there's only a neck of Yafeh.
You're saying, if not a neck of Yafeh, but you're miscabbing to make it a kli? You're just making it not a neck of Yafeh.
Right.
Does it go more by your kavana or by your or by the result of how yuffa it is. In Nirolay Stike, putting things together, it might go by your kavana. That's what we see. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Marashal and says, hey, depends why you're actually doing it. From the postum, it sounds a little like it goes by your kavana, in which case, Taka, you're right. Maybe if you're actually leaving it there, it wouldn't be so pashut. But I assume people wouldn't actually leave it there when they open a retarded way. Because then you're going to end up cutting yourself. Right? If it's halfway folded back and you leave it there for, you're going to come back, you're going to try and take it, and you'll cut yourself on the lid of the can.
People who
want to
be
Shomer
Shabbos
will do it in a funny way. So just open, empty out the whole thing and you're fine according to Chazon Ish.
The Chazon Ish doesn't accept that things that are made actually throw out are different than a barrel.
Exactly. Precisely.
He thinks that these kelim on the Kabel Tumah, he thinks you can use them for a Kli Shoris. In other words, according to the Chazon Ish, a can is a Kli.
Probably.
In other words, he totally just doesn't accept that these things are different.
Kach nirali. Okay, you have to go back to that. He doesn't say that much as Lashon, but kach nirali. Okay, now, let us...
There's tremendous ramifications.
Okay, now, what do you do here? So that's where you get, because of this machlokes, there are, I would say, two to three. Okay. There are really three minhagim, because even within this, you then have another machlokas. What's the other machlokas? The machlokas between Rav Shlomo Zalman and the Or Litzion. Says, what if you take such a can that you're going to empty gradually, or even that you're going to empty immediately? You don't just make a normal opening. You make a really good opening. What if you make a special opening? Like, for example, in what kind of can do you not just open it stam? You make a special opening that the research dollars have gone into perfecting. A soda can, right? A soda can, you're not just, it's not like a tuna can. Why do you open the top of a tuna can? That's a normal way of opening it. What about a soda can? It's special. It's the exact right size for drinking soda, right? How do we know? Because the Coca-Cola company spent $1 million figuring out what's the best size opening for the soda can. So what about a soda can where it's a special opening? It's not just for access to the soda. It's a special opening to use for drinking. It's a better than usual opening.
Will a bag of milk also
what?
In that category? It's not special.
Or a bag of milk, except for the fact that we'll see where someone's album seems to be mocking a bag of milk. Anyway, but correct. How about a bag of milk? Now, of course, if you just cut the top of a bag of milk, that's not a special opening. Right? But what if you open the bag of milk in a normal way? So that's a special opening. It's good for pouring milk, right?
Even though everyone opens it a bit different.
It's within the range of a good opening. Everyone knows that there's a way that makes a good spout, and a way that no one even knows about because no one ever does. But if you just want to stop, open the bag of milk. Right? So what about making a nice opening? Does that make it worse? So says the Sha'or Litzion. This is how my Rebbe very well in Paskins. He says,
excuse me, but who wrote the book?
What?
Who wrote this book?
That is Rabban Tzion Abishol. Rabban Tzion Abishol, one of the greatest Sephardic poskim of the modern Israeli era. You know, up there, top 10 list. Okay. So the Sha'or Litzion, this is how my Rabbi Willie Paskins, he says a tuna can, if you can open it before Shabbos, then avoid all shaylas, but it's much better opening a tuna can on Shabbos against the Chazon Ish. What are you opening a tuna can? Or opening any can. But a soda can? Shash malacha d'oraisa. A soda can, he says, shash malacha d'oraisa. He says, but, if it's a special opening, like a soda can, then it's usher. Then you're clearly trying to improve the kli. Why are you improving the kli? Because now it has a, forget about the fact you're going to throw it out, but now it has a new functionality. It has a special pouring functionality which it didn't used to have. To stop open the top of the kli nicely, the Mishnah Berurah says it's a cut and hey, you can't nicely open the top of a kli if you're going to refill it. Fine, but if you're not going to refill it, you're just going to empty it gradually, you can open the top of the kli. But to make a special opening? That's for sure making a Pesach in the Kli. That's usher. It was manufactured that way l'chachila to make it easy for you to do malacha. But it was never opened yet.
Excuse me.
It's not like it was open, they put tape and you take off the tape. It was never opened.
But the can was industrially made in a specific way that it can be opened that way. The can is made that way. What I'm doing is doing what the can was made. The can open up a regular can that way. The thing is there.
Right, so the can is made to help you do malacha. Great. The can is made. That is, however, says Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach and says Rav Avadia and the Yalkut Yosef at other places. He says, no, anything you don't refill. Okay. I'm going to get a little bit ahead of myself. Will you forgive me if I get a little bit ahead of myself? And I realize what I'm going to say, you have to dive in the footnotes of the Shmir Shabbos. It doesn't come out so clearly from the Shmir Shabbos himself, but might as well. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman. He says, nope. There's never a chash of tikkun kli in opening a disposable container. Therefore, Rav Shlomo Zalman famously says, you can open soda cans on Shabbos. You can open soda cans on Shabbos. However, here, he didn't say this so explicitly, but this seems pretty clear. He says that's true of soda cans. But he doesn't explicitly, I don't know if they explicitly have milk bags here. What do you call milk bags? Sakiyot chalav. It would be nice if he did. And said what I'm about to quote. Sakit chalav. Sakit chalav. Here we are. Test footnote yud base. Oh, okay. So he does deal with it in a footnote. And you will forgive me if I waste a second of your time just making sure that he says that I'm about to quote in his name. It's not a crazy idea. He doesn't. I don't know. Do they have milk bags in his days? No.
Later part of the day.
He does. I mean, this one is newer anyway. He doesn't explicitly deal with the milk bags. He just deals with sakiyot in general. What does he say? Long as you don't, you're not miscaving to make a Pesach yofe. Etc. But I think it's clear from, I'll just read what he said, I'm getting a little ahead of myself, but hold on.
First edition there weren't milk bags.
Okay, the certainly the way the Shmir Shabbos also quotes him here. What does he say? She'ein miskavim lasos Pesach yofeh l'shimash. I'll believe that.
The first edition came out that he was no
problem. Okay. So, what it seems to be saying here is, well, let me just point out one chomer seed he has. He says, that's if there's no korea. However, if there's korea, meaning if it's not a soda can, but it's a milk bag, then he's choshesh, not for tikkun kli, but for korea, if you make a nice opening. If you make a nice opening, then that's a chash korea. Okay, we'll see exactly where he comes from soon, but what do you call things that have a chashash korea? Things that you can tear, right? You don't tear metal. You tear like flexible substances, right? Wrappers, plastic, meaning soft plastic, right? And paper, etc. But in paper and soft plastic, it's asur mishum korea.
Even though it's not manatlit farn, it's mekalkel when you're throwing
it. No, it's not mekalkel. That's his point. If you open the milk bag the normal way, how can you call that mekalkel? What do you mean? Now you can pour with it.
Korea is a manatlit farn. That would be a derisive. But we're talking about something. First of all, to say that it's Korea I'm not talking about as a chomer that you can't be tofer there. That's first of all. Second of all, the thing you're going to throw out. And third of all, what you have, it's l'day not amanat litfor b'chal.
Ein echnami. But first of all, the whole amanat litfor is not so pashit. You know as well as I know that there are achronim who say if you open up a letter that came in an envelope, you're chayiv chatas. Even though, which Rav Shlomo Zalman grapples with. And Korea b'chamaso v'almeso lo aleinu is chayav, and it's a very, very rare one of the achronim makes an okimta that you intended to resell it. So it's not so pashut, but yesh la'ayim. Okay, I apologize. I don't fully have room. I'm going to go a little out of order. Says Rav Avadya, he says, nope, he says, always mutter. He says, nothing disposable is a chashash of any of these malachos, right? He says, you're allowed to, a lot of these posts can say that it's better to be machmer, etc. But Medina, always mutter to open any disposable container. So, the Maisa, we have then four different shitas, halacha l'maisa. The Shmir Shabbos Kolchosa, sort of is not so medayik. He sort of conflates the early scene with Shlomo Zalman, because first he says, you're allowed to open things, according to Shlomo Zalman, as long as you don't make a Pesach Yafel L'Shivash. And then he says, for example, you can't make, what's the example of Pesach Yafel? You know in the Shabbos toilet paper, right? If you tear it on those things, it's like a good opening for taking things out. Or in the salt, if you push it in where it has that semicircle, it's good for pouring. It says all that is totally usher. So okay, that's similar to the milk bag. That's similar to the milk bag.
Some of the milk containers have a special thing on the end where you can put the edge of the.
Yes, that's usher. According to Rav Avadya, I think he's matured.
Does he define which ones he says to follow Braha and which ones he...
I'm not sure. You have to be Madaik. You have to give me your part. Yeah.
The same thing for cartons of milk also, consider that Pesach Yafel also?
So cartons of milk is a very good question. Is Rav Moshe is choshesh for cartons of milk out making a Pesach Yafel. But all the other achronim, that's in Chelik Alos and Kafka Bey, say, no, carton of milk can't make a Pesach because it's just glued shut. You're not making any new, you're just opening the glue. That's not Tikkun Kli. Something that's glued shut, that's not Tikkun Kli. That's like taking the Magufa out of the Chavis. The only chash, however, the chash for milk cartons is Korea. Right, if you glue two pieces of paper together and you then separate the glue, that's a chash korea. So whether it's a chash korea or tikkun kli, if you're making something very good out of it, right, you're making good spavit, so I think that's a problem. Right. Well, it also says you can't open the milk cartons on Shabbos.
We should clarify, just now what you're referring to is the way they make them in America. In Israel, they're not made that.
In Israel, how do they make the milk cartons? Ah!
Just like a soda.
In Israel, the milk cartons, right, sorry, in Israel, the milk cartons are like soda bottles.
With the cap?
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, they're already open, they just have bottle cap on them.
Right, yeah. I meant the ones that you tear in.
Right, he meant the American milk cartons. Okay. What? Okay, no. Okay, let's just chazer for a second. Yeah.
I have two questions. Would it really be matter of soda can if you're for sure going to empty out the entire thing and throw the trash right away?
I think not. You're still making something good for pouring. You want to open a soda can, use a can opener. Or you could also use a knife. But it's a little messy. What? Oh, that's a good question. I use knife for the milk bags. My wife started. We started getting less cheap. We figured maybe this is Bechlal, Hotzah, Shabbos, or Yontif, so it won't cost us any money. So we buy milk cartons for Shabbos. So if you buy milk cartons for Shabbos, Gevaldik. But we used to buy milk bags all the time. So what we do with the milk bags on Shabbos, just put the milk bag in a pitcher, slice it with a knife, and then all the milk spills into the pitcher and you throw it in the garbage.
What if you make, sometimes you do this bag, and you make a Pesach in the milk bag that's so small, it doesn't pour well, you need to like squeeze it and spritz it out? That's not a Pesach Yafel, it's annoying.
Okay, but that's not a practical solution.
Yeah, it is, because then you could spritz it. It works.
Ah, you're saying, what if you... Yeah, sure. Okay, yeah, sure.
Like sometimes in the coffee room here, it's not, people didn't make a good enough hold.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know. It's nasat is verch l'shirim.
There is a fundamental difference, meaning this one you turn it over.
Right, it is hard to draw the line as a practical policy. Meaning just in terms of that being a general policy. But I'm saying, that being a general policy of how to open milk bags, I don't know, I'm just like, I don't know how practical it is.
Lamai said on Shabbos morning, that's all you have, but you don't have something to pour it into?
Just cut off the whole top. And then keep it in the plastic milk bag holder without tilting it.
We'll spill all over your chicken.
All right. I hear the time.
So, but we said those three opinions, or the idea that Orla Tzion and Shulzon Arach is within the opinion of Shulzon Arach.
Right, it's all not like the Chazon Ish.
Right, but that's all within if you empty it over a large amount of time. So, the Orla Tzion would also agree.
Ah, okay. Nerolini is dainty that they would be. That's a good question. Nerolini is. It's an excellent question. What if you empty it immediately? I'm not sure. That's a good question. I have to think about that.
This might be somewhere connected to this, but just between the first case and the second case, is the point that we're worried that we're making Pasek Yafa, that we're making Kli, that we are, what your intention is for that? And I guess not going to be like if I made a nice cup of hole, could I pour it all out? Or.
Right, although the tricky part is if I make a nice hole, then maybe even if I pour it all out, I'm making a nice hole to pour it out. I'm not just
stomping. Is that different than the first case? Then the second example on the board, the kalim that you discard right away.
It's
just a big sugar bag.
I hear the taina. Okay, that is the same as Max's question.
What's the difference between the Pashut Rodetzion's special opening, which we said soda can, but in Rosh Shlomo Zalman Arbach saying a petach yafe?
It's the same thing. Just Rosh Shlomo Zalman is mekel on metals and seems to be machmer on paper.
So the kula of Rosh Shlomo Zalman is really only on
metal, wood, hard plastic.
What's a wood kli?
I don't know. Glass. Yeah, it's basically only on soda cans. Okay. It's a big kula, though. When I was growing up, they used to say Shlomo soda cans were machlokas, were Moshe and Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky. And then everyone in America was make Al Yedei Yaakov. But Al Yedei Yaakov is not such a useful kula for soda cans. Because usually you don't have it available when you want to drink a soda can. That's what they did when I was growing up.
In terms of the soda can in these scenarios, the problem is that you're making Pesach Yafa and the Kli. Like if you do it in a way that, let's say, like some people open the top and the bottom of things, so does that...
Yeah, and that would take away the problem. Okay, so halacha l'maisa, what does this mean, halacha l'maisa? There are, I'm going to conflate the... Well, not going to do that. Halacha l'maisa, there are... different minhagim, right? The most machmer minhag is the Chazon Ish. Lamaisa, according to the Chazon Ish, at least this Chazon Ish, we'll see, maybe there's a little room to be made on that Chazon Ish, or we can ignore it a little. According to the Chazon Ish, what should you do? You should only open packages that are immediately emptied, or other packages in a non-useful, with a non-useful opening. And that's where people get the famous eitzah. The Shmir Shabbos says, if you make a hole in the bottle, in the bottom of the, if you make a hole in the bottom of the, so of the can, and that also counts, even though the opening is just, but the opening is not useful because there's a hole in the bottom, right? Or,
wait, aren't you going to empty it immediately then?
Make a hole in the bottom of the can first, right? Meaning, what do you do? I want to open a can of pickles with a normal can opener, whatever. According to the Chazon Ish, the Imei, that's a problem because now it's a good can for storing pickles. But if I make a hole in the bottom first, then it's never a good can for storing pickles. And therefore, it's useless. When I make a hole, it's useless. I'm not talking about the first touch of the Chazon Ish. What good is a soda can of pickles with a hole in it? And when I cut off the top, what good is a can of pickles with a hole in the bottom and the top cut off? It's useless. You can't store anything in it. So that's why some people, if you see them making a hole in the bottom of their cans, that would be to be Yotzei the Machmirim.
Except in Hillsborough.
What does the Pesach have to do with whether you can store something?
Because the whole chap of this Shita is that it's only considered a Pesach Yafeh, not if the Pesach itself is nice. If it's useful for using over time.
Like a milk bag, you can't store anything in a milk bag.
You can store the milk there until you finish pouring it, the Chazon Ish would say.
But that doesn't count.
What? But according to the Oral Tzion, whether it does count if you're making a good spout.
So why? It's not good for storage.
Okay. The yes, but so let me say the Oral Tzion over a little better. The Oral Tzion would say this: if you just why are the Oral Tzion asar soda bottles, soda cans rather is what I mean. He would say if you took off the top of a can of pickles. So, it used to hold pickles, it still holds pickles. You're not really making it useful for anything new. But if you open the soda can, it used to hold soda, now it pours soda in the right speed, in the right fashion. So now you're improving the kli. It's like a new usage to the kli. That's a Pesach Yafeh. That's a svar of the Erlitzion.
Why
didn't
making a hole in the bottom also take care of the first trash? It's on a kli.
The first sash, maybe when you make a hole in the bottom, you're turning it into a kli, because now it's a kli with a little hole.
No, but that's not a kli, and it's not a kli yet when you open the top. Now it's not useful.
But why isn't it a kli when you make a hole in the bottom?
Because what are you going to use it for? You can't get in or out.
You can use it.
You just put a hole with a knife in it.
Sure, you can then, after you open it out, after you empty out what's inside it, you can submerge it in your bath and fill it with water, and then it'll drip water on someone.
They open it up.
Okay, you know what? Pashtus, let's assume you're right. Okay, fair enough. That takes care of the Chazon Ish. So I saw in, maybe the Shmir Shabbos was also in the footnotes, he says, since your Kavanah is not for Breira, then it's not a problem. He assumes, first of all, there's other stuff in the Hakabayi, but he says, we discussed this earlier in Borah, I think he addressed this here. He says someplace here, I apologize, the Gan Ladatsa Ostrom, in Mikiv Es HaKufsa, and he says in the little, not the footnote, but the middle note, like the small font under the regular thing, but above the footnotes. Look in the footnote here. And then he says in the footnote, and also maybe that's not Borer at all, but he's Machria Lahakel. Okay, if you wanted to take Or Litzion, this is the way Rav Willing Paskins, and this is what Shlomo Salman says about things except for soda cans, right? Close. Right? Ke'enze, where Shlomo Zalman Orbach himself says you can open anything as long as you don't make a special opening. Of course, this is all disposable cleaves. Not can we refill. And according to Rav Avadya, then you can open any cleaves. So those who open any cleaves certainly have what to rely on. Lani is 90, I think. Okay, it's always good to take the golden mean. And one doesn't have to be as machmer as the Chazon Ish. If one does not want to be machra, if you want to be machra for the Chazon Ish, be machra for the Chazon Ish, great. Okay, in my house, we do not open the tuna cans normally on Shabbos. many of us, at least myself, don't open most packages normally on Shabbos. A good sack would be, you can open, just don't make a special opening. So therefore, it's good to be proper. Lania's daiti, I think it's a very strong tzad to be machmer in the milk bags, which I know is a big chumrah, but not to make a good spout for pouring. If not to be taken kli, at least for some zamen because the korea, My Masora is that it's good to be macro against for Shlomo Zalman in the soda cans.
At the beginning of the shiur, you said that things that are thrown at him immediately is no problem. So why should you be mocking?
You don't throw out a milk bag immediately.
No, the tuna can.
Ah, that's an interesting question. What about the fact that no one ever stores tuna in the can? Right, so yeah, somehow between the beginning and middle and end of the shiur, I confused myself about tuna cans. That's a big tzad l'hakol for tuna cans. Which is that, does anyone ever keep half the tuna in the can? Okay. That's a.
It was one of the first cans that came out, and he mocked it. He says, "What are you kidding? Nobody ever used."
That is a good. It's a good hara. I think that's a good hara. It could be the tuna cans. The Chazon Ish wouldn't be more than tuna cans because of the other reason. Because of his first reason, but then it would be a big tzad l'hakol more by tuna cans. And Achanami. Okay. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely, unquestionably. Now, just as long as we are talking about this, we have a little more to talk about here and there, but I'll just lahashlim. There are some things which there's no chash, let me repeat, taking off a stopper or a cap or a lid or a cover, which is not part of the kli itself, is for sure mutter. That is no question, we'll see that later. That is unquestionably mutter. What's the issue in bottle caps? So the issue in bottle caps is, we might as well mention, the bottle caps. There's no chash of tikkun the bottle. I mean, the bottle can kaimi, not changing the bottle. The chash is, tikkun mana of the cap. Why is there a chash tikkun mana of the cap? Because not in, like, the tops of pickle jars and peanut butter and things like that, but in soda and other bottle caps, the cap has a little rim at the bottom. And when you unscrew the cap, that little rim breaks off. And now you have made a useless cap, which you can't put on and off, because it has an extra piece on the bottom, into a useful cap. So that is the big three-way machlokas. What is the three-way machlokas? Rav Avadya says, this is in the Tzitz Eliezer, in the Chavadas Chilik Beis, and then Beis, also the Tzitz Eliezer, one of the three shitas, A, Rav Avadya, and the Tzitz Eliezer. Say mutter because it was already a useful cap. Says, hold on a second, you bought this, it's been sitting in the store for a month. How did it sit in the store for the month? Because it had this great bottle cap on it. So it was already a useful bottle cap. And Achnami, the bottle cap has an extra piece when it's used for covering it long term and loses that piece when you use it for covering it short term. But hey, a bottle cap is a bottle cap. You're not making a bottle cap. It's already a bottle cap. That is...
If anything, you're being a cow killer. Of course you are. That's exactly why they keep it closed.
I don't think you're being a cow killer.
The thing doesn't stay the same once you open it. It's not sealed exactly the same way already. That's why they make it that way.
No, they make it that way for being tamper-proof.
For what?
They make it that way so you'll know that no one opened it.
You just exactly proved the woman.
No, but all I'm saying, that's not a cop kill. In a store, it's more useful for it to have that little thing on it so you'll know no one opened it. At home, it's useful for not to have that thing so you can open and close it.
Once you break the seal, it's not the same thing. It's not the same level of you just said yourself. It's
a low level of preservation, but it allows you to keep opening and closing many times. Why is that killing?
Because it's less. It's you said exactly
the whole
top of
a bottle cap is preservation.
But there's long term preservation and short term preservation. It used to be better for long term preservation. Now it's better for short term preservation.
And you, exactly, okay. You're a makaka, the law of preservation.
Lemaisa, in the Shabbos kitchen, in page 185, he quotes from Rebbe Yoshev and others.
Right. Who say, Usser.
Because now you're making it into the right kind of bottle cap, because you're making a useful cap for opening and closing.
And why is it that different than the checker cap that nobody uses?
What's a checker cap?
Things that we grew up, that's what they only had when we first had over the covers on every kind of bottle.
You mean like the beer bottles nowadays?
What's the difference?
Ah, push it.
Yeah, but why?
Once you take the cap off the beer bottle, it's now useless.
Really?
You haven't been talking to anything. You can't put it back.
Have you seen people at the kiddush open them up with a spoon? It does. If the kosher, you can see that it comes off. It's the same exact thing. It's made the same exact way in the factory. If you analyze it, there's no difference whatsoever. The thing can stay, and the gas won't go out any different than on a different cover. The same way that the gas goes out when you use the fancy covers. If you leave it there 2 days, there won't be any gas left. The same way in the checker cover. They simply made it up. There was no difference.
Okay.
When we were growing up, everything had a checker cover. It didn't end a checker cover. Nobody entered their mind to answer it. There's no difference. What's the difference? It's put on with the same force in industry. There's no difference.
The minig of Rova Olam. Okay, I hear that. The minig of Rova Olam, though, I think is like Rosh Hashanah to make some pshara.
But I understand. The Shmira Shabbos Kilchas himself was chozer bo on this.
No, only halfway.
What does that mean, halfway?
He only was chozer on the plastic, not on the metal.
On what metal?
He used to asser all bottle caps.
No.
Then he went back and mounted the plastic ones.
What's the difference between the plastic and metal? Works the same.
You'll find out. You're about to find out.
In terms of the checkered ones, I don't know if this is Shmira Shabbos about it being stamped on versus existing before.
Yeah. That's what I'm about to say. Okay, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, he says the metal are usser and the plastic is mutter. Metal usser, plastic mutter. What's the svara? The svara, it's not magic because metal is harder than plastic. The svara, meaning it has nothing with being metal plastic, that's just coincidence. It's because there's different ways they manufacture metal caps and plastic caps. As a general rule, metal caps go on glass bottles, plastic caps go on glass bottles, although there are exceptions.
Plastic bottles.
Sorry, yeah, plastic caps go on plastic bottles, although there are exceptions, obviously only one way. No one puts a metal cap on a plastic bottle. There are some glass bottles that have plastic caps. But you remember those metal caps. A lot of wine and grape juice still has the metal caps. Any cheap wine that doesn't have a cork and grape juice still has the metal caps. It says, what's the difference?
But those are different than the checker caps.
Correct. I think you'd be makel on the checker caps. But what's the difference? Even so, the difference is kacha. The metal caps, how do they make metal caps? They take a piece of metal that has no ridges on it, just like a straight cylinder of metal with a top, put it on the glass bottle, then take a machine that crimps it and gives it a shape on the bottle. So Shlomo Zalman says, hold on a second. This was never a bottle cap yet. It was a plain piece of metal they put on the bottle. They shaped it, form-fitted it onto this glass bottle and then made the little like dots to where it would come off. Now you're completing it by unscrewing it. Because it used to be a bottle. It was never something that was good for turning on and taking off. It was just a piece of metal that then became like form-fitted to the glass. And now he fundamentally passes like the Machmirin. When you take it from being a long-term storage cover to a useful bottle cap for screwing and unscrewing, that's usser. But what are the plastic bottle caps? The plastic bottle caps are different. The way they make the plastic bottle caps, they manufacture the plastic bottle cap. And then they just push it onto the bottle. And it pushes, and it doesn't come off. But it had the tzura, they manufactured it with the tzura you have in front of you now before they put it on the bottle. And therefore, since it was already a bottle cap before they put it on the bottle, it's mutter, you're not considered to be making anything.
You make it without the ring, you change it to shtamshus.
I didn't change it to shtamshus because you were able, they put it on the bottle even while it had the ring.
Exactly, when you take it off, you're removing the ring. Now it has a new shtamshus. If he holds me karolik al yashiv, so then you did a change to it.
No, clearly you changed it. No question you changed it. The question is, are you considered, the question is how big of a change? He says, since it was a bottle cap before they put on the bottle, that's the story. Since it was a bottle cap before they put on the bottle, then it's considered to already be a finished product, you're just adjusting it. However, the metal ones, which were never a bottle cap before they put on the bottle, and when they put on the bottle, still needed to take off a little, meaning the plastic ones with the little rim still went onto a bottle. The metal ones never went onto a bottle in this shape. Therefore, the metal ones, also the plastic ones, Matar, I think most of the oil is knowing like which one was on the nowadays, to Asher the metal ones and Matar the plastic ones.
When the two bottles come out of the factory, they're exactly the same. How could that make a difference to what was before? I don't understand. The two things are made in the same way, the Sofel Shel Davar. Before Shabbos and before anything, the two things look exactly alike. They're both covers, and they both just have to take off the little where it's in
there. Okay.
That's all.
That's the Chiddush of Rishlomo Zalman. Ayin Shem.
The same way that they asked it at the beginning, and they realized they made a mistake, so okay. Another 10 years.
How lucky am I, a lot of people are no hate like Rishlomo Zalman nowadays. A lot of people know like Rishlomo Zalman nowadays. However, even though, what do you do if you have a metal, you have grape juice. Grape juice always has the metal bottle caps. Not always, the cannabis plastic, but the Israeli grape juice has metal bottle caps. So what happens if you need to drink your grape juice? Then, you cannot take off the metal bottle cap. However, what you can do is, you can make a hole in the metal bottle cap. So that's obviously not metaking it. Right? It's not fixing the bottle, because the bottle is the same. It's not fixing the cap, so the cap's useless. So that's what everyone does. You can make a big hole and pour it out that hole. And then the post can write. Once you make a big hole, you can, and to pour it out that hole, you can also just unscrew the bottle cap, because now, even though you took the rim at the bottom, it's not useful because it has a big hole in it. And I think a little hole is still a problem. So if there's a tiny little hole that nothing, that hardly anything will spill out of anyway, it's still a good bottle cap. But if you make a significant hole, or some people like to make a hole in the metal but leave a plastic, little plastic piece under it intact, then it's great, it's still a good bottle cap. But if you make a serious hole in it, then you can also unscrew it and pour your grape juice. Ah, how do you cover your grape juice later? You can't, that's exactly the point. You haven't made it clean.
So if you make a hole and you still put your cork back on, is that the key purpose of making the hole?
That's a fascinating question. If you make a hole and you still put it back on, does that defeat the purpose of making a hole? It's a good question. Why would you put it back on if it has a hole? The answer is because it doesn't have a real hole. Nothing's really going to spill. Then I think you have a problem.
So, and then in terms of...
Well, I think you should make a big enough hole that no one will want to put it back on. Then you're safe.
In terms of your the plastic thing that's in between, so the plastic thing is not connected to the cap. It's separate. So if I make a hole in the cap, and there's a plastic thing still separating, like let's say I put a little bit of silver foil and I put the cap back on to keep the silver foil connected. So my, it's not, I'm not.
I hear the tying up.
I'm more using the cap as a clamp, and that existed.
Yeah, I don't know. Not much to me. Yeah, okay. Oh, we have to go on.
According to Shitot B and C, are you allowed to go to those who hold by A and ask them to do it?
That's a much deeper question. Can you ask someone to do something that you wouldn't do on Shabbos? That's a big shaila. A lot of people in the Velt are known to be makel on this.
What reason?
Because since they are following a valid psak, it's not lifting either.
Almost nothing more hypocritical.
Okay. There might be a lot of hypocrisy in the world that you're not taking into account.
That's
now.
Like the people.
There's a lot bigger hypocrisy
like
in the world.
People who are machmir not to carry, but they let push the baby carriages with their stuff that they wouldn't want to carry.
Correct. So anyway, that's a big question, which I'm not going to fully answer now. The minhag olam is that a lot of people are makel on this, but I think you should be machmir. If you wouldn't do something, I think Zev would agree. There's no lifnei either. If someone wants to open the grape juice and you hold his usher and they hold his mutter, then there's nothing to hate. You can pass them the grape juice. You don't have to try to change their behavior. They have the right to follow their shita. But to ask them to do it for you, I think is problematic. Rav Usher in the Shutman Chos Usher has a long simon about this where he wants the usher just because he thinks that it's common sense to usher. I spoke to Rav Lichtenstein about this once, and he also thought you should not do it. Anyway, my general policy is, and what I
think is correct, is that whatever I don't do, I won't ask someone else to do for me. If they want to do for themselves, it's not that, hey, I'm an open-minded guy. I follow my opinion, you follow your opinion. But whatever I won't do, I wouldn't ask someone else to do for me. Just for the simple reason that if I'm asking them to do it for me, so then it's really, you know, it's they're my shliach. If I hold it's usher, then I don't have to stop you from minding your own business. You have the right to your own business. But if I hold it's usher, so why is it more to ask another Jew to do it? Okay, but this gets very philosophical, right? Does every Jew have their own halacha? In which case, it's like, you know, it's like Cohen asking Yisrael to go get something from a cemetery for him, which of course is mutter. Or no, I respect your right to your opinion, but ultimately what I think is the halacha is the halacha. Okay, we're not getting into that, that's already philosophical. Halacha l'maisa, many people are mekel, but I think one should be machmir, A, because halachali not pashtun, especially according to Moshe's kiddush, that telling someone to do an aveira is not just looking at iver, but is actually taking responsibility for that aveira. He calls it basis, you don't have to go that far, or shlichus, and B, just because common sense and proper ways of relating to people, you shouldn't be a hypocrite and have someone else be your Shabbos guy.
So if a request is made of you in order to save them from doing a leafing either on you, you should say no?
Or yeah, you should be a nice guy. Then you should be a nice guy. Well, the more impolite other people are, the more polite you have to be in order to balance it out. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a fascinating question. So Rav Usher, actually, in the Minchas Usher, is mechalik. He says, if you have Ashkenaz Sfar, things that go back hundreds of years that are very, very clear, then really everyone has their own minhagim, and you can tell someone to do something with Usher for you, because like it's mutter for him, bibir. If you have something with machluk, it's a modern-day poskim, and you follow one way, someone else follows the other way, then he thinks that you should not make someone else your Shabbos guide. You have to ayin shum. The gvul is very unclear. The whole sugya is very tricky. I'm not going to paskin now. I'm just going to... But very few things are Ashkenaz Sfarad. Meaning 99% of things that are different between Ashkenaz and Sfarad nowadays are just machlokes in between other poskim or Ovadia. They're not part of the Sfaradic heritage and the Ashkenazic heritage. But of course there are some things that are... Like, what in Hafsar is the difference between Ashkenazim and Sephardim? In terms of the Oda B'Yado. Okay, nachon. There are some things that are real machlokes Ashkenazim and Sephardim in Ahanadi. Okay, yes.
With regard to Rishal's own Arach, I don't understand if they're both serving the same purpose, meaning long-term Sephardim and short-term Sephardim, is the same exact Sephardim used for...
His Sephardim is that since the plastic bottle cap was already a bottle cap, now you just need to free it from where it's stuck. That is not taken clean. Since the metal thing was never a bottle cap before, what he's saying is that being on the bottle it's not called a bottle cap until it's a bottle cap by itself. The plastic was a bottle cap by itself. They made it in the bottle cap making machine. And then stuffed it onto the bottle. But since it was already a bottle cap, it's like a bottle cap that got stuck and now you're freeing. The metal, since they only manufactured on this bottle and it was never a bottle cap they took on or off of something before, is considered that it's not a bottle cap yet, and you're making a bottle cap when you now finish the halacha. It's a chiddush.
Taking off the ring off the plastic bottle cap, is that just for a hacker? The open ones? Or?
I don't know what you mean.
A lot of people like take off the ring, like before Shabbos.
You don't mean they take it off, you mean they unscrew it. Yeah, yeah. No, that's because they're machmir like Rav Yashiv. That it's also unscrewed on Shabbos.
No, I'm saying they take off the little ring.
Wait, they take it off like they put it in garbage?
Yeah.
No, they just leave it on the bottle, but it's not attached to the cap anymore.
I've been in a lot of places where they take off the ring.
I have no idea where they would do that. So you want to look closely to see that it's mutter open on Shabbos? If you look closely, you can see it's not attached anymore, right? Why do you have to take it off?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe that's al pisod. Okay. Because it's not even to show you it's mutter open on Shabbos. If I look at it, I'll see. You know what? It could be that on some bottles, even if I open it before Shabbos and reclose it, it might look like it's still attached. Because on some bottles, there's not space in between. It might look like it's still attached. So maybe that's why they do it. Like on some, I forget which soda, one of the brands of soda, if I unscrew it and screw it back on, it can look like it's still attached because there's no space in between. And then someone might think they can't open it on Shabbos, but if you take it off in the garbage, everyone will realize they can open it on Shabbos. So I know that sometimes like I have to go to it and I have to like
try to turn around the ring and see if it swivels without moving the cap to see if it's already opened or not. So it could be that's what they do, it just as a simon to you. But if not, they don't have to do that. You could just look very carefully and see if it's attached or not. But according to Rishon Zalman, none of that's necessary. Okay,
if you put tinfoil on top of you perforated the top of the grape juice bottle and you want to put tinfoil on top, is that making it cleave and making that tinfoil cap?
That is a interesting question. Nirlana is daiti not because it doesn't really retain the tzura. Okay, let's see where you are. Okay, so just the chaz are different kinds of bottles. Wine bottles with metal caps, we discussed. Also, according to many poskim, soda bottles with plastic soda caps, we discussed. Wine bottles with corks are pashut mutter to remove the cork because you're not changing any chefta. The cork is still a cork, and the bottle's still a bottle, just the cork is outside. That's no problem.
In terms of where we said much earlier, that the amount of force needed to exert to take a cork out of a bottle is equal to the force.
It doesn't matter because you're not changing any chefta, so it can't be a malacha.
Yeah, but
it's a to lift little... up to lift up a big iron something, an iron safe, is hard work. But it's not malacha because it was never attached to the floor.
No, according to the Chazon Ish by cans,
that's attached. So much. But that's attached. But the cork is never attached to the bottle. You'll that's say, "I will bring a scientist to show you the cork is just as attached to the bottle as the can is to the can."
I think it's
number one, the scientist won't say that, and number two, it doesn't matter because the cork is clearly not part of the bottle,
because
and the can is clearly one piece.
Because
all people who look at it with regular human eyes know that.
But these people who use these types of can openers, to them, it's
I've never seen this can opener. Bring it in to me. And you're still wrong. Okay.
It's still the opposite of the tokea of the previous
season. No, because tokea is only a problem when you... Tokea is only a problem when things are considered to be united. This is never considered to be one piece.
Why? The door on the hinges?
Because... Because everyone knows that the cork is not part of the bottle. And everyone knows the door is part of the building. You guys, how does everyone know? Because that's how human beings think. What if we weren't human beings? Okay, then you'll worry about that another day. Kant is not bothered by that question. But if he was, you'd be in bigger trouble. Ayin Shem. Now, what about American milk cartons? That is a serious chash, at least of Korea, because you're mamish tearing it open to make it a useful spout. What about Israeli cartons? So there are two kinds of Israeli cartons.
That's because
of
the paper behind the
plastic? What? No, milk cartons. The milk cartons in America where you... Do they still have those? You tear them and then you fold them out?
Sure.
Right. What about cartons like Israeli cartons and most American cartons now that are like cardboard cartons but with like plastic spouts on the side? So there are two kinds. There are kinds like, I think, the Tnuva milk where it's just like a bottle cap. The milk carton already has a hole in it. It's just covered by a bottle cap. So if you don't like your Shlomo Zalman, you're allowed to take it off. But then there are kinds, like I think some of the springs, where the cardboard is intact. What you do is you turn a piece of plastic and that cuts a hole in the cardboard. That is cutting a hole in the cardboard. That is a problem because your mom is making a special Pesach Yofeh and the Orlet Zion and Rosh Hashanah would answer it because of either Tikkun Kli or Korea. So I think those are a big problem. So there's two different, they look the same, the spring or whatever. They just look like, it's a carton with a little plastic cap. But sometimes it's just a plastic cap and the carton already has a hole. And that's Mutter Lefi Rosh Hashanah. And sometimes it is an intact carton. And when you turn it, you make the hole in the carton. And that's a problem.
Maybe the difference is the carton. I think in the springs, it's not actually
cardboard. Yeah, it's
not the
cardboard.
More like a plastic.
I think that is...
On.
What?
There's a hole in the cardboard.
It's taped on. There's a hole in the cardboard. There's a thing taped on, and the top is put on top of that.
Yeah. It's just like a plastic, almost like dust shield. Like if you break the cap off the wrong way, you can perforate that. You're not perforating cardboard. You're perforating plastic.
You're perforating the plastic, and
the cardboard already got some.
You mean you're not breaking the actual hard plastic piece, and you're not breaking the carton. You're just breaking some like layer in between them.
Yes,
the carton has a hole already, and there's a plastic piece that is like
soft plastic.
Yeah,
Yeah, but it has, I think, we're in...
And that plastic piece is not useful at all. Like, making a hole in it would be the same as it not being there at all.
Yeah, because the only reason why it's there is that if there's there's no dust that can get into it.
Uh-huh. Then, Taka, meaning, if part of the whole hard plastic mechanism is that you have to, like, make a hole in that hard plastic piece, they would say, no, you're making a useful spout, because now it's a great spout with a hole in the right place. But if you say, no, the hard plastic piece is a hard plastic piece. There's a film, and then there's a carton. That film, making a hole in it is not a tikkun. If you didn't have it at all, it would be all the same.
Exactly.
Then I think it would be mutter. Yeah. That's like just ripping open the top of a yogurt container. If I rip open the top of the yogurt container, or I cut a hole the size of the whole top of the yogurt container, what's the difference? The whole thing is useless to me. It's not good for anything. That's just a film. That's garbage.
I have two questions. One is on the tenuva bigger, not the cardboard cartons, the plastic cartons. We have that ring that you have to rip off.
That's like a bottle cap. That's like the plastic bottle cap that Rosh Hashanah would say is mutter. And Rosh Hashanah would say is usher.
There's no issue of Korea or...
Because
you're yourself are ripping it off. You're not twisting
it. Oh, I see what you mean. I understand what you mean. You mean not that when you unscrew it, it comes off by itself, but you like pick it up and you just go around like that. Would Rosh Hashanah Zalman say the same heter because they made it fully and then shtupped it on? Tenuvah's like that? Yeah, a few things are like that. Because the same thing. Who cares if you rip it by unscrewing it or if you rip it by pulling it off? I think you would say since it was already a bottle cap made in a separate bottle cap making machine, then they made the bottle in the bottle machine, they filled the bottle with milk, then they just put the bottle cap on. But the bottle cap is like a one-way thing. It has like a little ridge that catches, so it goes on, it doesn't come off. Then ripping that off, I think you'd say is mutter.
Is there any sort of say that just like the film, whether it was there or not, I don't care, that it's really just customer protection. They're not even helping the bottle.
No, but the problem is it's the same piece as the cap. And I do care about having the cap.
It's not even totally connected. It's just this little...
No, but it's the same piece. So that's why I don't think you can say that. No. Now that's the thing. At two different pieces, you don't say I'm fixing one piece by taking off the other. Like a cork in a bottle. When something's the same piece, like it's obvious to me that a can is, then if you take off one part, you're fixing the other part. That's the difference.
And then what about some things like orange juice in the States, I don't know about here, where you take off the cap and you have to pull off a plastic...
Ah, you take off the cap, so you have to pull off that plastic ring. They have that here also.
Inside, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you unscrew the cap and that's nothing. Then you have to put your finger in a ring, pull up that ring, and it breaks the middle of the plastic. That, I think, is usher. That's what you meant? No, I don't think so. I think that's part of the same plastic piece as the stout.
But the spout exists and it's perforated. You're just pulling up.
Okay, there's some miscommunication here, so let me try to be as clear as I can without props, which is not terribly clear. What I'm trying to say is this. If you have the carton with the thing in the side, if all you have is a bottle cap and it's open under the bottle cap, that's possibly the same bottle cap machlokas. But if no, you have to break something, then I'm machalik between different cases. If what you're ripping is the same piece as the like circle that comes and that sticks out of your container. If you're ripping, I think in that case when you pull it, what you're doing is here's your container. Right? Here is your little spout mechanism, right? It goes out like this. Where does it go? Like this?
Yeah.
Let's say like that. What's the difference, right? Yeah. It's a very good thing I went to Ritz and not art school. Now, what you do is... Where's all my other colors? Don't tell the marker gremlins. I'm going to make it much bigger. Here is the wall of my container, right? Here is, it's always green. Here is the like spout, right? And I have to break something off in there, right? So there are three possibilities. If what I'm doing is I'm turning something and ripping the black of the original carton. That's awesome. Because I'm fixing the carton. I'm improving the carton by making a hole in the carton. If... What? Why is it Pesach Yofte? Because that's the Erlitz Zion. It's a spout the right size for pouring. It's not just a way to access it. No, but there's no hole in the cardboard. I'm making a hole in the cardboard.
I don't care how big that hole is going to be.
Yes, I do. If it was too big, it would like leak all over the place. If it was too small, it wouldn't come out well. Yeah. If it's green, let's say it's all one big plastic piece. So what I have to do is pull out, break that plastic piece in half. That's also us or why? Because that plastic piece is a spout and I'm fixing the spout. What case did I mean to tell Tovia is mutter? If, no, there's no cardboard there. It's not attached to the plastic. It's a separate plastic film that's not attached to anything. Then the green spout is a good spout. The black carton is a good carton. I just have this film blocking me and I'm ripping it off. That's fine. That's like taking off the top of a yogurt container. Then that would be mutter. So it depends what I'm breaking. If I'm breaking the carton, I'm fixing the carton. If I'm breaking the same piece as the whole plastic spout, I'm fixing the spout. But if I'm the spout, I'm not breaking. The carton, I'm not breaking. I'm just taking off another film that's a third item. Then that's mutter.
In terms of like the case apparatus, like the giant candy container that like has a plastic spout and you pull out from inside the spout.
I think that's the green.
So let's say it is like the green because it's plastic, but let's say that was silver foil and I pulled out some silver foil thing. That it's connected. I mean, it has to be connected. So
no, it could be squished in between or it could be the same piece. No, there are some where it's like a foil kind of thing that you take off. Yeah. That would be mutter. Where you have a foil kind of thing you take off.
Wait, isn't this just the same thing as a foil?
What do you mean by a same piece? It's the same material or it's part of the same cap?
It's where it's like there's a green thing which has like walls around it coming out, and then it has a floor, and then it has a ring. When I pull the ring, I like break the floor off the walls.
Why wouldn't you say that's like Shlomo Zalman's cock of plastic?
No, it never had a hole in it yet. It didn't have that tzura at all. Okay. Tomorrow, after Mincha, everyone can bring all the containers from their house, and I will specify.
Okay.
When you keep speaking...
Okay, then the Sheikh will come and we'll just ask Eliyahu and Navi.
You keep talking about Korea. What is that?
Okay, let me get to it. Okay. Rabosai, I think we're ready to go a little weiter in the Shulchan Aruch. Mamish run the Madriga of Avraham Avinu, Yoshev Ohel Kechom Hayom. Let's do the end of Sif Aleph and see if we can get to the Korea part. Okay. A lot of these things I've said are really in the next few Seifim. I just threw them in here. So let's continue in Sif Aleph. What do we say in Sif Aleph? At the end, Vafili Yeshva Nechev Chodosh Vol Archivo Os. Yeah.
Just back to the thing you pull off. Mm-hmm. What happens if you make a hole in it instead of pulling it off?
What happens if I make a hole in it instead of pulling it off?
That would be making a neck out.
Aha! So I think since it would be a bad hole, right? I mean, it wouldn't be a good hole that's good particularly. It wouldn't be a special opening.
Right.
It would just be, so then it would be mutter. Because since it's not refillable, at least... You know, if we ignore the Chazanish for now, whatever is not refillable, and I make a hole that's just an opening to get things without it being a particularly good opening, is mutter.
So I say, an Eitzah for a milk bag, we just make a little hole in like the middle of the top, and we like push it out. Like
yeah. And if not,
for the top can thing, if you make a hole that's big enough, that would be a problem. It's essentially just instead of taking it out, you're just making a hole.
It depends how skillfully you made a hole. Yeah, if you just made a stom hole, then we'd assume that, if you wanted a nice neck, you'd use a claim in it. Here, you're just trying to get the orange juice out. Trust me, you're not going to make a good hole. Unless you're particularly skilled. Okay. Even if you just expand a hole, let's say a kli has a hole, but it's not big enough. So you make it bigger, right? That's still usher. Adds the Ramah, explaining the Mechaber not for himself, but she's kab l'kach. The Mechaber only asher is expanding a hole to kavana. What if there was a knife stuck in your barrel from Friday? You're allowed to take the knife out and put it back. When a knife is stuck very tight into a barrel and you take it out, you always widen the hole. Mishnah Berurah later on says even when you then put it back, you widen a little more. Taking it out widens it a little, putting it back widens it a little. No problem. So the Mechaber says, since your kavanah is not to widen the hole, your kavanah is to take out and put back the knife. You're not trying to get a bigger hole. Mutter. Add the Ramah though. The Dafter Shetziu Gamkin Pamachas Yod Yom. The Ramah says no. It's only mutter if you already removed and replaced the knife once on Friday. But if it's the first time you're taking it out and putting it back, it's also not psikresha dosa nekev. Psikresha of widening the hole of the barrel. Okay, klishin esorei motzulidim menecheres ayin leel. We won't go into that now. So what's the machlokes in the mechaber and the ramah? What's the machlokes in the mechaber and the ramah? Everyone agrees with the darshe imis kavi. Let's say I put the hole in Friday, took knife in, took it out, put it back. Now when I take it out again, it might or might not widen the hole. It's pashut mutter, darshe imis kavi, right? The machlokes the mechaber and the ramah is psikresha. The mechaber's mutter even psikresha. And the Ramah is Mekalam Psikresha. This comes out of the very difficult, very complicated discussion of the Trumas HaDeshen. Trumas HaDeshen discusses this exact case. It's not exactly clear what he means. At a certain point, he says, well, Bekarka is Asur, but Bekalam is Mutter. And from there is Paskins the Mechaber. Ah, Bekalam, we see that it's Mutter. Okay. As long as your Kavan is not to widen the hole, Bekalam, it is a mutter. What is the svara of the mechaber? So the Mishnah Berurah at least understands the svara of the mechaber. I'm not convinced this is the only way to understand the svara of the mechaber. But here we have. Where is what? You think he got it already?
He did.
Okay, great.
Not the picture.
What?
He didn't get the picture.
He didn't get the picture. Okay, we'll leave that half. What if you have this case, which is sick ratio of widening a Pesach? So the Mechaber says, Mutter Bekalim. He says, Aser in Karka, meaning if it was a wall, but Mutter in Kalim. What's the Svara of the Mechaber? Yeah?
Is this
the right? That's what Mishnah Berurah assumes. Mishnah Berurah assumes that he is mater psik resha bidderabbanon, like the Trumas HaDeshen. The Trumas HaDeshen is the source to mater psik resha bidderabbanon. He's quote. I don't mean you make up. He is quoting the Trumas HaDeshen. That's what he's based on. Even though the Trumas HaDeshen doesn't exactly seem to say this. Based on the Trumas HaDeshen, he says, you know what? Widening a hole in a kli is only drabbanon. Therefore, bekavana would be aser, but shalom bekavana, it is mutter. Laniyas daiti, I think you could have said otherwise. It's very radical to me to think the mechaber's mekalam sekresha of the drabbana. Laniyas daiti, you could have said different than Mishnah Berurah, right? Aleph. Bings, you could say no. That, you could say, bekalim, Ein Isser Binyan Barachovas Pesach Ella Makibapatish. That's what many people think the Rambam holds, right? And the Eino Makibapatish Klal Im Ein Kavanoso Matakin. Right, Makibapatish is different than Bonet. Bona is an objective act. By karka bona, you objectively have, you've drilled. However, by kalim, it's not bona, it's makav patish. Makav patish is subjective, we saw many days. If you intend to make something, makav patish. If not, not every hole is makav patish. Only if it's a hole that you need to complete to improve this kli, so it'll be better for you. Here, you're not trying to improve the kli by making a hole, so it could be that makav patish, that you don't intend for it to be an improvement, is not makav patish. Yeah, okay, two ways of understanding the Mechaber. The Ramah, though, disagrees. Says the Ramah, Aser, but, the Trumas HaDeshen, what was this based on in the Trumas HaDeshen? The Truma Sadeshin said, Bikotel is Usher. Bisafsal is Mutter. Bichavis, Mashva, that it's Usher. So what did the Beis Yosef say? The Mechaber says, Bichavis Mutter, Kimo Safsal. Because it's a kli. What did the Ramah say? No. The Ramah says, what's the difference between chavis and safsol? The safsol mutter, if I stick a knife into a bench, have I made an opening in the bench or a hole in the bench? What's the difference between an opening and a hole? If I take this wall, I make a hole. Is it the same thing if I make a hole in the wall right here, or if I make a little rectangular hole right here before I put all this aluminum stuff in it? Obviously not. One is not a hole, the other is an opening. So says the Mechaber, no, I'll tell you what the true position is. Because it's not a Pesach. It's a bench. There's no opening in. You don't go in and out of it. You don't put things in and out of a bench. It's just a hole. Just a hole in a kli is not malacha. You just make a hole in a kli? A hole in a kli is not malacha. But bechavis is aser because it's a Pesach. It says, yeah, safsul mutter, it's a kli. Drilling a hole in a kli is not malacha. Nah. Stop. I take a chair and I make a hole in the chair. That's not malacha. But a barrel is not a hole, it's an opening. An opening is malacha. That's how you get things in and out of someplace. So, that's the svara of the Ramah. And he seems to have the stronger read of the Truma Sadeshin, because he actually fits the Truma Sadeshin's words a little better. Okay, halacha lemaisa. Halacha lemaisa, though. What does the Magen Avraham say? Magen Avraham says that the Ramah is correct, but he is correct. Making a hole should be a problem. However, is this just a psik resha of making a hole? What kind of hole is this when you stick the knife in and out of the barrel? So what does he say? He says, but this is psik resha de lo michale. You don't want a bigger hole in your barrel. As a matter of fact, you want smaller holes in your barrel. The bigger hole in your barrel, probably the worse off you are. Plus, it's mekalkel. It ruins your barrel. Every time you put the knife in and out, it makes a bigger hole, it ruins your barrel. Plus, it's malach shein shvich l'gufa. Because you're not trying to expand the hole in the barrel, you're just trying to put your knife in and out. Plus, he says, it's kalach riyad. This is not the normal way of making a hole. The normal way of making a hole is how you chisel or you drill. Not that when you take something out, meaning if a knife is tightly stuck into a barrel, how do you take it out? You have to like wiggle it out. When you wiggle it out, mela, it knocks some parts loose. That's not a normal way of making a hole. And therefore, says the Magen Avraham, he thinks that in this case, it will be mutter even in a wall. What do you mean? This is a situation of nichlev makalkal of lachshin shigla gufa of kalachar yad. This is so makal, right? Remember we said situation of nichlev by double drabanan? So says the, and the Gra and the Taz, really, Vishari Achronim, all say the same thing. Therefore, Psak, says the Magen Avraham, Bikotel, Nohagu Lahachmir, Bichavis Mutter. It's really Mutter in a Chavis also, in a Kotel also. But okay, the minig is to be machmer in a kotel, but in a chavis, it is perfectly okay. Says the Taz and the Mishnah Brura, they say bekotel choshishim leiser, but bechavis mutter. Okay, they say, still, you're going against the Ramah. Let's not go against the Ramah so easily. And Kotel will be Choshish Lahachmir, Because after all, we are dealing with mechuber lekarka, which is more chomer. But in a chavis, even though you're making a pesach, since you have all these reasons why it's not a real pesach, why it's not a real malacha, b'makom ha-tzorach you can be makel. Halacha l'maisa says neshvur, you can be makel b'makom ha-tzorach. That is an excellent question. Meaning, why isn't there a moth? That is an excellent question, and the answer is I'm not sure. It's a good question. Sorry for you. Okay. The different achronim, they each have like a different nature, but they basically all the same derech. Let's quickly run through Beis. Hayaba nekav and nistam. What if you plugged up a hole? What's the question? This is back to the quarks, etc. Meaning, what if something was open and then you closed it? Does that count as an external closing that you're allowed to remove the cork from the wine bottle? Or does that count as no? That counts as now you've rebuilt the barrel. And if you reopen the hole, you're fixing the barrel. So when you say plugging up a hole, the post can assume a cork in a wine bottle is poshut, that it's not considered part of the wine, that it's not considered fixed. It's just considered a cork. Because it's so obvious they're different materials. They don't match. They don't go together. But how do you know? Say in the factory they have a can. The can has a hole, then they put on a lid. When is that just a separate lid you're allowed to remove? And when do we say, no, now the can is one big piece and now you're fixing it. So if you plug a hole in your barrel, do you say, there's a barrel and there's a can, there's a lid. You're allowed to take the lid off. Or do you say, no, now I fixed the barrel and made it whole. So when I break it, I'm reopening the barrel. So he says, here's the chiluk. Ha'yibanek of nistam hulamatim and ashmarim usr. The way a barrel worked is like the top 90% was wine, the bottom 10% was the sediment. And as you can imagine, basic physics, at the top of the barrel, the pressure on the wall is weak, right? Because it's only the pressure of the wine that's on top. In the bottom of the barrel, the pressure is very heavy because the gravity of everything in the barrel pushes on that wall. So what does he say? If it's above the shmarim, here's my wine barrel, shmarim, yayin. So if the hole is up here and I stop it up, the normal derech is you have to stop it up strongly, but not super strong, because it doesn't have a lot of pressure on it. And therefore, he says, the other direction, if it's down here, all the weight is on it. You need to block it up so strong that it's as good as new. Once you make it as good as new, if you open it, that's like opening a new barrel. That's malacha. But if you had the hole up here and you stopped it up, you need to stop it up strong, but not good as new. Therefore, it's considered to be there's already a hole. It's just corked. You're allowed to take out a cork. So that's the getter. If it's a strong filling up, plugging up the hole, but not super strong, that's like a cork in a wine bottle. You're allowed to take out the cork. You're not changing the bottle. It's not part of the cheft of the barrel. But if it's let down here, you have to make it so tight that it becomes part of the cheft of the barrel. And it says, if there's no hole. And then you're making a new hole. That's the chiluk of the Shulchan Aruch here. Some of the details come. Siv Gimel, b'makom nekev yashan, nokon afil makdeach. If you have an old hole that you stopped up on top that you're allowed to break, you're even allowed to break it with an awl. You're even allowed to hit it with a cleat. Kigon shenishbar barza, like for example, why would you need to do that? If you had a metal faucet in there and it broke, so you need to knock out the metal faucet, you're allowed to do that. Because the hole's already there. You're not making the hole. The hole's there already. It's just corked. You're allowed to uncork it even with a cleat. Okay, we're not going to get into all the details here, but let's mention three halachos here. Number one, you're allowed to use the awl. There's a machlokis in the Beis Yosef, whether that means in a nekev yashan you're even allowed to widen the hole, or it just means you're allowed to knock out what's blocking the hole. We paskin, says the Mishabura in Tezayin, Vachlo Yachiv Yoser, that's the most pashup shot. Pashup shot is, it doesn't mean you can widen the hole. Widen the hole is usher. It just means you can knock out what's blocking the hole, because that's not considered improving the barrel, just removing the cork. The Mishabura in Yudzayin says, by the way, you can also use a corkscrew. Right? Meaning, if you have something plugging the hole, you can drill into it to take it out. That's exactly a corkscrew, right? The cork is blocking the hole, but the cork isn't part of the glass bottle. So you're allowed to drill a quartz into the pork and take it out. The end of this, he says, this is a chumrah of the kolbo. He says, cheres barrels are sometimes strong and sometimes super strong. Because you can't really, like, you know, kli cheres, right, once it breaks into tekana, you can't really make it good as new. But wooden barrels, we make a hole in the wooden barrel. What we do is we put new wood there, we sand it down to the right size and put it in. Basically, a wooden barrel, you can always stop it up as good as new. Therefore, in a wooden bottle, since all steamers are good as new, whether they're at the top or at the bottom, you have to consider it to be part of the barrel, as if there's no hole, and therefore it's usher to make a another hole. Lemais and the Mishnah Berurah and Yutesko's Machlokes Achronim about this, but it doesn't really come up that much. Because Machlokes Achronim about this chumrah, is it true that in wooden barrels, it's always considered as if you've eliminated the hole? Okay, Machlokes Achronim. But the Mishnah, the Mechaber is Machmer.
In those cases that we discussed where the spout is blocked by a piece of aluminum foil or plastic, why don't we say, isn't that like where you're saying here?
In a chanami, you're allowed to remove that thing, meaning the spring bottles, where you have this plastic thing, there was already a hole in the cardboard. You can remove that whole plastic thing if you want. The question is, can you break that plastic thing in half? That's the question.
You
would never be able. But it would be make a mess if you did that. In a chanami.
What about inserting a straw into the box strings?
What about inserting a straw into the box strings so that meeting with foil?
Yeah,
Pashut mutter. Because what do you mean? The hole's already there. You're just breaking the foil. That's like taking a cork out of a bottle. Nah, but that's not steam of Al Yossa. That's not super strong, good as new.
Of course it is.
Nah.
That's how they market it. They travel 5,000 miles like that.
Yeah, but, you know, it wouldn't withstand much pressure.
It has withstood pressure.
Lone era. Yeah, it's not as strong as plugging up a barrel.
Can I go back a couple of steps? Because there's something that, of course, we started out with our results, Shemotzim and Lahat Lahat, and brought down the Chavos Nish, Rav Shlomo Zalman, Rav Avadya, the Shuter Ol Tzion. And then you said, Rav Yesh Bayashel Korea. And right after that, we went into Kisui and Nechsim. Well, are they connected? When we talk about the problem of kisui bakukim, that has
nothing to do with Korea.
It has nothing to do with it.
No,
it
Korea doesn't apply to hard plastic.
Tikkun Kli.
Yes, we're going to come back to Korea in half an hour. We'll get there. No, 20 minutes. Dalit. Bars of Shebachav Zein and Yochel Otsia. If there is a metal like spout, that's what it is, a spout, not a faucet, put into the chavis, and you can't get it out, it's stuck. You can take mutlik a bars acher lahakos. You can hit it with another metal spout. Letzorich lishdos yayiv Shabbos to knock it out so that you can get the wine out on Shabbos. It says the Ramal Vachli Barzar Bishon neged hashmarim. As long as the first one was not neged hashmarim, meaning he says if you had a piece of metal that was neged hashmarim, then you can't knock it out. But if a piece of metal that's above the shmarim, then you can knock it out, and you can even knock it out just like we saw. You could use an awl in Gimel. You could use a piece of metal to hit it in Dalet. Okay, I see that we're not going to get. As far as I surmise that we might get, even to Korea, which is the famous Tosefta, starts in the famous Tosefta, quoted in the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan, you know what I mean, Chaf Hei. But we'll have to leave this as food for thought for now, and pick up Mirtz Hashem next time. Okay, so we'll pick up Mirtz Hashem next time.
Is shoka b'sakit okay?
Shoka b'sakit?
Because you throw that out.
In 1 second. So I think the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa, I think he or someone else talks about it. No, so people are matter the shoka b'sakit. Why are they matter the... this might help us understand some other things. Why are they matter the shoka b'sakit? I think that A, because you throw it out, meaning... You have to drink it and throw it out right away. And B, because you're not making a particularly useful opening, you just have to suck it out. of the sugar. So, yes, you're not making a stout.
You're making it.
What? No, but not a special opening of shoko sake. You just bite off the corner and suck it out. You're not going to be, it's not good for pouring. It's not good for any special use.
Because you bit it, what if you use scissors?
What?
Because you bit it, what if you use scissors?
Think even if you use scissors and the shoko sake, you suck it out. That's not a special opening.
That's the opening that
what?
That's the opening that's good for it. That's the opening that's good for it. Why, what is special or not?
Here, I will. Says the Urk of Shabbos about these two cases. Ready? Says the Urk of Shabbos about Shokop Zakit. You're allowed to bite off the corner and drink it. Why? Because it's not a Tzuras Pesach Noah. Even if you asher a milk bag, says Hacha killed fame. Ah, that's what he says. He says, because since you throw it out right away, so it's more makel. Which maybe might go back to our earlier question, right?
So if you have time limit, the milk is finished every morning, all the kids have cereal, and bags of milk are generally finished every day.
That's
a
Matzias
thing.
Oh, but you still put it.
Nah, because that's not the normal way. You always put away some.
That's just in order to use it.
That's part of the thing. One use a pitch and one use your hand. That should be a difference.
Right here.